This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Richard wrote me yesterday saying, why the hell are you still on Facebook? Now, that's because we were talking about social media. We were talking about, I guess, the new platform that Trump is launching soon. I think it's going to be a soft launch in November and then a full-on launch next year. And I realized one of the reasons why I'm on Facebook also. It's not just to be able to let my family know I'm good. It's not to just let everybody know, you know, I'm getting my hysterectomy so I don't have to make calls and tell everybody. It's because, and that's still not for a while. Trust me, you all will know when I go and get my hysterectomy. You will all know. And I'm going to try to take very little time off work because I could still broadcast. I mean, does it really look like I'm working super hard, right? I should still be able to do it post-hysterectomy. I hope so. And I should be probably, what, 5 pounds lighter? And by the way, I've lost 15 pounds. So anyway, one thing that I noticed I like is it makes me laugh. There's some real, real funny stuff on Facebook. Like one of my favorite memes that I just saw in the last week or two, actually it was last month, is you know how they were talking about UFOs? And then Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos was up they went into space. Whereas one of my favorite memes was, maybe all these UFOs are rich billionaires from other planets. I thought that thing was hilarious. I thought that was, right, because we have all these UFOs, which I still think is China, but that's, yeah, neither here nor there. But, you know, I'm a doctor. And so, you know, where's the science to this? You know, do we really like Facebook? Does Facebook help cheer us up? Or does it make us mad? Does it depress us? Well, studies have shown that, you know, these social media sites can actually really do a lot to a teenager's psyche. You know, and can make people feel inferior, make people feel like, okay, well, they have to get the Botox or they have to get the plastic surgery or they aren't good enough because everybody's picture, and I see all my friends. I mean, they get that angle, you know, and it's like night and day what they look like on Facebook than they look in real person. But there's a study saying the memes that we have been seeing throughout the pandemic helped us cope with stress. And it did. So the study was published yesterday. No, actually it was published a few days ago. And Jessica Myrick, co-author and Pennsylvania State University professor who studies psychology of media use, told NBC News that viewing memes won't cure you of stress. But the research found a, quote, direct connection between experiencing positive emotions after viewing memes and a stronger ability to cope with stress. People said that after they viewed the memes, they were more content or amused or relaxed. This study was co-authored with Nicholas Eng, a Belisario College of Communications doctoral student at Penn State, and Robin Nabby, professor of communication at University of California, Santa Barbara. Then they reported that they were more confident in their ability to cope with stress associated with living during this pandemic era. So even though there's a lot of skepticism of, you know, what media does, this is a very interesting look at how it could be mood-boosting entertainment. For the study, it was published in a special issue of Psychology of Popular Media. 784 or 748 participants were given a bunch of images. And, like, a non-COVID meme was, like, a studious chihuahua wearing a black turtleneck and square glasses captioned me when I call it Tarjay instead of Target. The COVID-related version showed the same image and said me when I call it COVID-19 instead of Rona. And so I guess people reported lower COVID-related stress levels and more positive emotions than those who viewed just regular text boxes. So this is what I think is going on. What I notice and what I do when I put content on Facebook, and I've actually done this with my show, is they're kind of doing what I've been doing. And I'm not saying I'm taking credit, but for those of you that still haven't figured out my show, I like to express things that people are too embarrassed to talk about. And when they realize, oh, wait a second, this is okay to be embarrassed about, or this is a real thing, or this happens, then they relax. So, for example, I guess we were going to hire somebody to come in and clean, a cleaning employee, somebody to come in and clean. And before they did that, I wrote on Facebook, okay, we're starting a new cleaning lady tomorrow, so I got to do the laundry, scrub the floors, sweep, mop this, clean the windows, vacuum the drapes, blah, 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 blah. And I went through this whole thing so she doesn't think we're messy. And other people are like, that's what I do, that's what I do, that's what I do. And I think they kind of get, they feel a little relieved that if they do that compulsive behavior before somebody's coming in to clean the house so people don't think they're dirty. I do, I'll scrub the toilet, I'll vacuum, I'll do the laundry, I'll do all that. So when the cleaning person comes in, they're like, oh my God, Sally's house is clean. When really I just did that the night before, and then what am I doing? Why, you know? So we don't have a cleaning person now because I'm doing it anyway. What's the point? But you know, same thing with my colonoscopy prep. I would post a glass, a wine goblet with water next to the toilet, going all done, showing that I finished my colonoscopy prep and it's all clear enough to be in a wine goblet, right? Again, people said, okay, you know, thank you, because I always, you know, it's just one of those things where, yeah, some of you are like, I don't want to see that. It was just a glass filled with water, but it was signifying that my colon and what I was passing from the prep was clear. So I think it just makes people feel, you know, that they're not odd or they're not abnormal. I wrote a piece on the chart. And, you know, how you could prevent your next short. Well, that it wasn't supposed to be disgusting. It was that, you know, if that ever happened to somebody where they think they were passing gas and instead they pooped, they could know that this isn't that an uncommon thing and how you could try to prevent it. If you guys need me to review that, I'll review it. So I want to hear from you guys. What were your favorite memes? What were some of the funniest? What were some of the best memes? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or send it to us at drdolly@hotmail.com. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jay writes on DrDahlia.com as a contact page. He writes, can you please talk about FOMO? This is my biggest problem these days. Okay, do you guys know what FOMO is? Fear of missing out. This is something that's interesting. When I first saw that, I was like, okay, you know, I'll talk about that a little bit later. But no, this is something that actually bothers me, too. I think it bothers a lot of us, but we haven't really put it to much thought. Fear of missing out is something that kind of plagues all of us that start to get older, and we aren't as up to date with everything the younger generation is doing and everything that's in style and everything that's going on. And there's an anxiety to that. Now, some of you were like, oh, no, no, I don't care, I don't care. No, 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 you do care. When there's a song that's really popular, and everybody's talking about it, or you hear it, and everybody knows it, and you don't, you feel inferior. When people make a reference to something, you know, yeah, well, you know, that's the Khaleesi of the marketing department. And you're like, what, Khaleesi, what? Well, none of us want to feel ignorant. None of us want to feel I don't want to say educated, but, you know, out of the loop, in the dark. And so I look at music and TV and all that as it's important, but, you know, I need to know what's going on with, you know, national security. I need to know what's going on with medicine. So what happens in the arts could be secondary, but it's just as important as anything else when it comes to your psyche. So if, you know, there's all these changes happening with electric vehicles, and I'm not saying, you know, let's all run out and get one, because I'm still kind of wondering how that's going to work with the whole carbon footprint. And, I mean, plants help take out carbon dioxide, but they also make carbon dioxide. So it'll be interesting what the net, you know, gain we get from that, especially when hackers can hack our grid and then we end up without electricity and have to go back to fuel cars if we could, you know, siphon fuel somewhere. That's a different subject for a different day. But the world is changing so damn fast that you get this FOMO. You get this fear of missing out, and you can't keep up. I mean, I am middle-aged, very middle-aged, entering the menopause stage of my life, and years ago I probably would have been a grandma at my age. And there's a lot of people who are grandmas at my age. And I do not, with my medicine and journalism career, I can't keep up with it all. I just can't. I try to get you guys up to speed like Squid Game. All right? I got you guys up to speed with that because there's all these memes. Everybody's talking about it. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll do my best. And for those of you who are like, oh gosh, what's Squid Game? It's fascinating. Squid Game is a show on Netflix. It's apparently a huge hit in South Korea, and now a huge hit in America, where it takes a game that they play in South Korea, and they do a real-life sort of Squid Game. And it's a very action-packed, serious, violent series, and they do a damn good job of it. It's a fantastic job. Now, I'm not saying you have to watch it. If you watch it, you can't sleep. I haven't been able to sleep for days. I just finished it. It was, I think, 9 episodes, and there might be a second season coming. But in order for me to understand what everybody was talking about and the memes and, you know, where society is going in terms of what they want for entertainment, I had to see it. Now, I don't have time to watch every show. But that's one of the reasons why I saw Game of Thrones, one of the reasons why I saw Breaking Bad. It's because everybody's talking about it. I wanted to be up to date, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I watched those. So sometimes you do get some gain. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean if everybody goes, oh, I love this song, it's the best song, it's the best song, and I listen to it going, but I also want to be able to communicate with the younger generations. I work with a lot of students. And so if I don't know who Lizzo is, if I don't realize that Jay-Z and Beyonce are still married and, you know, going strong, and I don't know, Dr. Dre, is Dr. Dre going to be performing at the Super Bowl? I mean, you know, then, you know, they think, okay, she's out of it. She's not paying attention to what's going on in life, and she's uninformed. It was very important for me as a professor to let them know that I was extremely aware of everything that, you know, the average millennial does. Snapchat, Instagram, Game of Thrones, you know, Tinder. Not that I'm on Tinder. So these are things that bridge generations. And for those of you that have kids and grandkids, it really does help for that grandkid to know that you understand what they're talking about. You know, I remember as a little girl, I would talk about, I don't know, the pony. There was like a My Little Pony. And I guess, you know, my grandma asked what I wanted, And, you know, I really wanted a real pony, but we were poor. You know, so I was like, I didn't know what to say. So I said, she understood what I was talking about. Now, that's another thing. We older individuals know how to fake it. We're like, oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. But I got to tell you, kids are smart. They get it. If you are lying and don't know what the heck you're talking about. So there is this anxiety of how to stay up on everything. And I'm telling you right now, you can't. You just can't. There's too much going on. There's too much going on in the TV realm, in the movie realm, in what is being in the video realm. I mean, I have luckily two sons, and they will say, did you see this video? Did you see this? Did you see this? And if it wasn't for them, I would probably be missing out on 50% of it. So then, I don't know if you guys have heard, and I told you about this, because again, I try to keep you up to date, the cat on Zoom and the meme and the lawyer. Well, that kind of brought up to light that a lot of us use filters on our Zoom, and if we don't know how to change it back because we're older and we're not as hip as the younger people, we might be having a Zoom call during a hearing with a judge as a cat. I mean, you know, these are things that they're news. And so if you're the type of person that likes to watch the news to be up to date and briefed on what's going on, many times, even if you think it's esoteric or you think it's, you know, not very, if you think it's a fluff piece, you come to find out it's not fluff. This is actually something that might be pretty relevant to you because it can affect your everyday life. It can affect your work. I mean, I loved the fact that we knew when reporters or whoever were pantsless during their reporting. All right, I will dress up for my Zoom TV interviews, except for my pajamas, except for my husband's boxer briefs that I wear, because nobody's going to see them. Why get on the pants? Why take that extra 2 seconds to put on a pair of pants? Well, once I saw what was happening to these other reporters, that's news. I'm like, oh, wait a second, there's a threat. What's the threat? Well, the threat to me is me being caught on camera in men's underwear that I find very comfortable with, by the way, because I didn't think the camera was catching my upper thighs. You see? So it ends up being news. So what I would suggest is one, talk to somebody young, okay? And we all know somebody young, even if it's a neighbor. And say, look, when you kind of brief yourself on what's going on each day, what is it that you look at? Some will be Instagram. Some will just surf YouTube. Some will be on Twitter and see what's trending. Twitter will do that. Well, they'll show you what's trending. Some of us will go on Google News or DuckDuckGo. I don't know if DuckDuckGo shows you what's trending, but I know Google does. So I could just see all the headlines at once. But honestly, for me, it was Facebook. So to answer the original question, why am I on Facebook? If I need to be up to date with what the hell is going on, I could just go on Facebook and go, okay, I see. This happened. Alec Baldwin accidentally shot somebody. This, because, you know, Facebook ends up turning into a... I mean, in the olden days, when you got up and there wasn't newspapers, you would go to the county center or the, you know, I don't know, the main street or whatever, and hear all the chatter. And that's how you would get up to date. That's kind of what Facebook does. And I'm not saying this as a commercial for them, but this is why Facebook isn't going away anytime soon, because that's where people get their news. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I must tell you, I don't have a near-term answer.
President Biden regarding gasoline as the national average approaches $3.40 a gallon. President Biden continues on CNN by saying there are two things he could do.
I could go in the petroleum reserve and take out and probably reduce the price of gas maybe 18 cents or so a gallon. It's still going to be above $3.
The least expensive gas in the country is in Oklahoma. Meanwhile, no surprise, the most expensive in California. Authorities now believe Brian Laundrie is dead. The FBI confirming human remains found at a Florida nature reserve are those of Gabby Petito's fiancé, and they made that confirmation with dental records. This is USA Radio News. Americans and Afghan allies are still trying to leave Afghanistan nearly 2 months after the United States military withdrew from the country and the Taliban took over the government. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin affirms America's commitment to getting those people out of Afghanistan.
We'll continue our work, and so we'll work as hard as long as we need to take care of as many people as we possibly can.
The Biden administration touts over 124,000 people that were evacuated before the August 31st deadline. Employees of GE staged a walkout Thursday as a demonstration against President Biden's vaccine mandate for companies with federal contracts. The protest began in the mid-morning at GE's Greenville plant in South Carolina and eventually swelled to include about 100 people, including children and some elderly people. That's according to the Washington Examiner. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. Just kind of, I don't know what I'm doing here. Hold on a second. I want to get my video all set up. We are going to next talk about this next, oh my gosh, let me get rid of this. I'm sorry. I was recording and I really don't like what I recorded. So let me get rid of it real quickly here. Okay. Hold on a sec. I apologize, guys. I try to do the Facebook Live so you guys have a video of what I do. And I know you all think I use social media too much, but honestly, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to do than YouTube. I like YouTube. I just have trouble with it because it, I don't know. I just think that maybe I don't know. The problem with YouTube is there's just so much on there, and you have to upload the video, and you got to make the video interesting, and I don't really think my videos are interesting. I think my videos are, I don't know. I mean, look at this. Is this really interesting right now? Am I trying to get my Facebook Live up? That's not that interesting. But I do have some very important survival tips for you guys, so that's what we're going to talk about next. Let me go ahead and get this set up. You know, if my break was longer, if I had a longer break, it would have been done. But you see what I do? I don't complain about my break. I actually just do. Okay, are we good now? We are good. So, a very, very tragic story of a family who was hiking in the Sierras that died of heat exhaustion. And there's like a survival tip that not a lot of people talk about, and it's trending. I'm sure you're going to see it on social media in the next day or two. But if you are ever about to go on a hike, or you're going to be somewhere where, if God forbid, the car dies, or you could be abandoned, or you could be attacked or abducted, and you're just kind of, you know, you want to let people know where you are, change your voicemail setting. This is something that's trending on social media, and it's a brilliant idea, and I think it's been something that many of you have known to do, but you don't, because you're reluctant to tell people that you're out of town. You don't want people to know you're out of town. And so you don't want somebody to call your phone, especially with all the spam calls, and go, oh, all right, so Dr. Dahlia is hiking in Zion. That means nobody's at her house. You know, so you don't necessarily, you know, I get that you want to be private. But then on the flip side, it is probably an amazing survival technique, because we lose our phone. We lose our power to our phone. We might not be able to charge it. And so the tip that has been around for a while is, before you go on your trip and while you still have cell service, you change your voicemail to say, hi guys, this is Dahlia. I'm on my way to Zion National Park. I am going to go off-roading off of a certain location. I'm going to be X, Y, and Z. If for some reason I'm not back on air by Monday, please send a rescue crew to find me, because I am going to be at X, Y, and Z. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, I would be crazy to do that, because some mass murderer is going to try to find me there. And I don't know, because you just announced to everybody, right, on your voicemail where you're going to be. I mean, you could also do that on Facebook, too. You could say, look, I'm about to go into the Sierras. We're going to do a family trip. If for some reason you don't hear from us, can you guys please check on us? Because just in case we get stranded. And I know it doesn't seem that realistic, and it seems kind of negative, but I think it's a fantastic idea. I can't tell you how many times my husband would take a plane, and he's like, all right, I'm going to show you where I'm going, but I'm going to be off the grid. And then he's off the grid longer than I expected. And I'm like, okay, he showed me on a map, and it looked like mountains, and where were his coordinates going to be? And then luckily he comes back on the grid, and we know he's okay. But, you know, family worries, friends worry. And to think that people could be out there with nobody knowing where they are, because everybody's kind of minding their own business, going, yeah, they, you know, they just went hiking. So this case is really tragic. A Northern California family who were found dead in August apparently died of, quote, heat and dehydration while they were hiking in the Sierra National Forest. Mariposa County Sheriff Jeremy Brees said at a news conference that investigators considered environmental and other factors before they determined that exposure to the elements killed the family. They say it was hyperthermia and possible dehydration. Now, I could be wrong, but I thought the high is no more than 79, 80 degrees. But still, you could sadly go through hyperthermia, just like if the temperature is 60 degrees, you could go to hypothermia. These still are temperatures that your body might not be able to, I guess, acclimate to. So John Garish, Ellen Chung, and their one-year-old daughter, Mihu, were all found dead, including the dog. Now, this was August 17th, more than a mile from their car off of the Savage Lundy Trail. But no apparent causes of death. Investigators combed the area. They searched abandoned mines for signs of entrance of the family, investigated possible exposure to toxic gases. None. The investigators, though, could not determine why the dog died. So they think it was maybe heat-related. They said heat-related deaths are extremely difficult to investigate. They said that they combed the rugged mountainside terrain, determined that the family of three and their dog were in triple-digit heat at the time. They said there was one 85-ounce water bladder backpack located with the family, and the water bladder was empty. No other water containers, no other water filtration systems that were located amongst the family. So authorities investigated whether they might have ingested river water that was contaminated with antitoxin A. Now, antitoxin A is a part of algae that can be toxic to humans and animals, but there was no evidence that they drank any of that. They say the family was found in an area known as Devil's Gulch in the South Fork of the Merced River. This was after a friend reported them as missing. Bree said at the time that there was no obvious cause of death, and the area had, there we go, unreliable cell reception. The Sheriff's Department said it worked to rule out a number of possible causes: lightning, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, cyanide exposure, drugs, alcohol, or suicide. Now, it would also be interesting because, you know, where was the dog? Did they all die at the same time? Were they all together? I mean, you know, the dog might have, you know, if the dog was, like, I don't know, eating leaves and getting, I mean, you know, so it's kind of very interesting to see what, you know, were they all together? Was one still walking? Did they have, you know, anybody buried? I don't know. But the whole family dead from heat illness and dehydration. And I live in the desert. We live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So people dying in the desert happen. People get, they get stranded, so they want to go for help. And then they start walking, and they think they're walking along the road. They're like, I'm just going to stick to the road. Right? It's safe. But then you start getting dizzy. You start getting confused. And we talked about what happens with heat illness. You might get tired. You might get achy because, you know, you're sweating a lot and you're losing your salts. And then you can start getting dizzy, rapid heart rate. You could start to then go unconscious. And then you can eventually go to heat stroke and die. So heat cramps and fatigue are sometimes the first signs of heat illness. Headache as well. Nausea. So people will start walking going, I got this. I'm only going to stay on the road. And then they wander. And then they get confused. They're like, oh, I think I see something. And they go this way. Or they go this way. Or something spooks them and they get scared and they feel like they have to run away from the road. And then they end up wandering sometimes. In fact, there's this paradoxical reaction that people get where they actually, so that's actually hyperthermia in the cold. A lot of times when people are walking around the desert in the cold, that's hypothermia. They will all of a sudden feel prickly heat. And they start ripping off their clothes because they can't stand that sensation. And that usually happens right before they die of hypothermia. So I'm a big fan of hiking. I'm a big fan of backpacking. My husband does it. I love doing it. It's, you know, I don't do it to the extent, you know, the real, real pros do. But it's, I just love nature. I think it's great as long as there's a potty somewhere because I'm really not good at going in the bushes. But you need to let people know and go, look, if you don't hear from us, at this time, you know, call the cavalry. 1-877-DOC-FAMILY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas, so people think I know everything there is to know about the Raiders. And I don't. You know, I'm learning. But, and I don't run into the Raiders like I run into the Vegas Golden Knight players. The Vegas Golden Knight players, a lot of them live in my neighborhood. So I could see them on occasion when they're not out on the, at away games. But the Raiders live on the other side of town. So I haven't really run into any Raiders. And I haven't run into prior head coach John Gruden, who, by the way, is, I think, still in town. And so, you know, I am a Dallas Cowboy fan, so I follow a little bit more about what's going on with them. But I am a Raiders fan as well, so it's taken me a little while. But the big question everybody had is when Gruden was fired, John Gruden, over the emails and a lot of the racist, misogynist, biased, sexist things that were in there that he was accused of, that he had written, many asked, what else is in there? What? This was an investigation that wasn't an investigation of the Raiders. This was an investigation that originated with the Washington football team. So, Jeff, I think the day-to-day operations have already been kind of shifted from Daniel Snyder to his wife. I think he was fined $10 million, and I haven't really gotten into all those details. But some of you are asking, what else? 650,000 emails. Why only John Gruden? Well, we don't know. I don't know where the investigation is. I don't know if they concluded that. I don't know if it was they were in the middle of the investigation. And so they were like, here, guys, this is what we found on John. So use this, and we'll show you more as we get more. In fact, there's a meme where it's for various different teams where they'll put the coach where you'll see, like, I don't want to say it, but you see people kind of, you know, looking on the internet and they say, you know, Bears fans or Cowboy fans or Redskin fans or Niner fans looking for dirt, you know, because obviously although the Cowboys are doing good, so I don't think it's going to be with the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys have anything to worry about, but in terms of, you know, their fans wanting them to, like, you know, lose their head coach. But John Gruden apparently was interviewed, and he briefly spoke with a producer for HBO's Real Sports podcast about the scandal. And HBO correspondent Andrea Kramer explained the interaction and said that Maggie Burbank, who produced the story that we did on Mark Davis, actually called Gruden, and he picked up the phone, much to her surprise. He's still in Las Vegas, Kramer said. He's still letting the dust settle. He said, people who know me know what I stand for 58 years. I have a resume of 58 years. He said, the truth will come out. It's certainly cryptic. So I hear that Congress wants to see the probe. The Congress wants to see the emails. So we're being told that members of Congress, two House Democrats, have pushed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to give Congress the findings concerning the Washington football team investigation and how the league handled the matter. So the latest push was for more transparency on the leaked emails that contained, you know, anti-LGBTQ language, misogynistic, racist, really, really bad stuff. Representative Carolyn Maloney, chairwoman on the Committee of Oversight and Reform, and Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy sent a 5-page letter to Goodell asking him to produce all documents and communications obtained in connection with the investigation into Washington football team, its management, its owners, and any other matter relating to or resulting from the WFT investigation. What's coming forward is some of the apple I just had, so I apologize. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy confirmed to the Post that they received the letter echoing their concern that my apple keeps trying to come back from my teeth, that all workplaces should be free from any form of harassment and discrimination. They say the letter from the lawmakers highlighted that during the league's investigation, attorney Beth Wilkinson conducted over 100 interviews and collected 650,000 emails, but the findings were not made public. So the letter says we have serious concerns about what appears to be widespread abusive workplace conduct at the Washington football team and about the NFL's handling of this matter. So Dan Snyder, who is co-owner, hired Wilkinson to investigate the franchise's workplace culture after the Post released a report that 15 former female employees of the team described their apparent experiences with sexual harassment and verbal abuse. Additionally, the cheerleaders of the Washington football team alleged that they were secretly videotaped while getting undressed. Later, there was a settlement that was reached with the team. So the league then took over. Wilkinson reported, I guess, to the general counsel of the NFL, and then I guess they investigated a whole bunch of emails, including 650,000, that resulted in John Gruden's resignation when the New York Times uncovered some of his emails and things that he said. And these were then to then Team President Bruce Allen. So, you know, the big story was about the Raiders head coach. But people want to know what else. If those were 5 or 10 of the emails, you still have 649,990 to go. And what else could have been in there? Now, anybody who has a corporation, anybody who has a institution, university, right, how many times do they decide to do an audit of the emails within that company? I don't think it happens often. I don't think anybody audits what goes on in their institution until somebody complains. And I would advise, I mean, I understand emails are supposed to be private, but work emails are work emails. And I would advise any corporation who at all suspects they have people working for them that are harassing predators, they almost fit that mold of they've had some complaints but not enough to get them fired. If I were you, I would do an internal just, you know, cleanup. And not clean up the emails, but just evaluation. And if you have people that are those bad seeds, get rid of them. Because if what is in these 650,000 emails include, you know, things that are happening within multiple other teams, etc., it gets worse the longer it goes. Now, some will say, well, you know what, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, somebody said something 10 years ago, or you're really going to fire them for something they said 10 years ago. Well, you know, it's going to be debated and still debated, you know, whether, you know, something you do in your past, are you allowed to atone? Are you allowed to apologize for? Or is it something that scars you because there's no way anybody would believe that you atoned and et cetera. So I know a lot of people in Vegas are just mixed with what happened to John Gruden, and it's tragic all the way around because the players have to suffer with, you know, whatever happened. And, you know, to think that, you know, that, you know, we still sadly live under this umbrella of, you know, bigotry. But I am just amazed at how stuff keeps going on in places and you hear about it and it's blatant and nobody does anything. And nobody does anything until they get caught, until somebody actually does an audit. And then sometimes these audits find things and they just kind of brush it under, you know, just sweep it under the rug so they don't get bad publicity. And anybody that runs a company, anybody that runs an organization, if there is 1 ounce of sexism, racism, harassment, discrimination, and anybody discriminated, man, women, whatever. That stuff needs to be addressed before somebody does a random audit, because I think it all comes out. You get caught, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.